RTL Original Podcast.
Hey there, Stephen Stepslow, host of Song 2. Now, we have a full interview with Brandon Salla of Atreyu over on RTL Play. You'll catch it in Louder, you'll catch it in New Noise as well. However, when we sat down with Brandon to talk about what he thought of the Song 2 theory, this is what he had to say. Is he on board or not? I'm still not entirely sure myself. It's a great interview, though, and a brilliant look at what happens in the Atreyu track listing meetings.
What's up, everybody? This is Brandon from Atreyu, and you're listening to Today Radio.
I won't keep you for too much longer. I run a podcast called Song 2, Brandon. And in this podcast, I argue that the second song on an album is the best or most important. We're asking musicians to tell us if they agree or disagree, to speak a little bit on track listing, and really ruminate on that. So Brandon, from Atreyu, is the second song on an album the best or most important? And if not, why not?
I think it's very important because I think song one slash like your intro, because I don't ever usually consider intro as being song one. Like, song one is what sparks their attention, but song two is what keeps them. You know what I mean? If I'm good through song two, then I'm probably going to listen to the whole thing. I mean, obviously, that's a different scenario these days with streaming and, you know, the amount of people that are actually sitting down and listening to an album. But I most definitely think song two is very important.
The final chapter of self. Nothing more, nothing left. Another book on the shelf. Come on and dust. Come here and rest. As I dissolve into the dark. Well, let
it. What about track listing at large, Brandon? I mean, how much of it is a problem or a cause of argument in the team, in the dynamics? Do you have to speak about it a lot, or is it something that's fairly easy to settle into?
We're very lucky. We have a Dan Jacobs in our band that is very good with this type of thing. He's very good with like really figuring out the peaks and valleys of a record so that there's dynamic.
What would you feel if I was done?
And I would think 95% of the records that are sequenced for us, it's Dan's wheelhouse. He's good at creating good motion.
After the fall.